can't wait to get this one on Debbie.
And I can't wait to get it in the pants, man.
But these glasses, no woman can resist me.
No, not my glasses. You're back.
Man, let me just try the one time on Debbie, you know?
No way. Give me my glasses back. Come on.
Hey, oh, shit, man. Look at what you've done. Fucking break them.
Man,
no, we got to look
for my glasses.
Yeah, okay, but now we got to look for the man getting a new pair of glasses. Shit.
Actually, gentlemen, that was the last pair I've had at that price. Now, I do have more.
How much are they?
They're a tad more expensive.
How much?
Tell you what, I like you fellas. I'm going to give you a break. Normally, it's $3,000 a pair. But I'll get them to you for half price, two for one. What do you think? It's a two-man deal.
You pay for
a deal for it. Cash, man. There you go.
Got more with you?
I got cash.
Of course I have more. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. And a pair for you.
I count that bug.
Ah.
Thank you very much,
Wonderful.
Gentlemen.
Wonderful. Thank you, too.
I'll be seeing you.
Sweet dreams. Ha! Did we lug out, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Ha!
Hey, you really, man. You look kind of good.
Yeah. See all the sheilas all along.
There's a guy in the second floor.
Hey, I'm glad you're home. Oh, come on, I'm glad you're home. Just give me a minute. I got a pair of glasses here. I gotta have you try on. Just do me a favor. Come on, you said I could always count on you. Just need you to try on. Just do me a favor. I do have to count on you. Come on. Hey, that's right. Those are.
Whoa, baby.
Because it does not meet fire codes, and that they were never zoned for residential, just manufacturing. The
problem is many of these residents tell us they're learning this for the first time tonight. In the Olneyville section of Providence, several residents live in unique conditions, basically an open loft with several tenants to a room. But those tenants are being told tonight they need to be out by the end of the week, and demolition on the loft will start tomorrow morning.
You're finding out for the first time that you're getting kicked out tonight.
Yes, definitely.
I have nowhere to go. I am homeless as of, maybe 10 hours from now?
Chris Mason has lived in the building for a year and a half. He's kind of given a letter tonight saying the building isn't up to fire code and has been ruled unsafe.
There's about at least 56 other people here that have the same problem right now.
Words can't describe how horrible this all feels.
In a Dell Eyewitness News, the buildings are owned by Walter Braunhardt of Fall River. In the tenant's letter written by Braunhardt's attorneys, it states, I have been informed there are no active leases for any of you. Under law, you are considered tenant at will.
Here it is.
You know, there's leases here. There's multiple leases some people have.
We caught up with Louis Mendoca.
You're the property manager.
That's correct.
No camera, please.
How does this happen?
No camera, please.
Without the camera on him, he still answered questions.
If it was zoned for manufacturing, then why were there leases given to people?
Well, because there are already people living here,
we thought it was just going to be a process of zoning changes. Obviously not.
People have moved in since you bought the building.
Correct, yes.
How does that happen, knowing it's not up to code? Why do you let people move in?
Because it's business to begin with. Obviously, it's bad business in everybody's part. So pretty much everybody's to blame, and that's pretty much all the time I have at this time.
Many questions remain, but the biggest is where do dozens of tenants go from here?
I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't know where they're going to sleep tomorrow.
We learned about this story after city hours, so city officials were not available for comment. We also tried contacting the building's owner by phone. He was not available for comment as well. With the mobile news reporter Jared Holbrook, Eyewitness News.
Run along, complete your program.
Yes, sir.
Well, Ulic, I think Satal finally believes you now that you've denounced the Jedi Woman. He's busy preparing an especially painful punishment for her, and tomorrow you will carry out the execution.
You've never doubted me, have you?
Let's say I trust my own power. I'm sure you came here with the intention of spying on us.
Alima. We've been through this...
Now, Ulic. It's all right. I like the challenge. And I think you like it, too.
Alima.
Don't think you fool me, Ulic. Even now, you understand my desire for you. I think you even share it. But you also see me as a tool you can use to destroy the dark side. I want you to try.
Alima, you're standing a little close.
I could get closer. You want me to get closer.
Alima.
Like this.
Enmity.
Beast Riders!
Kay, take out the guards. I'll deal with the Sith sorcerers.
Kay, are you insane? Sometimes I wonder. But right now... I'm too busy!
Ulic, get to the war beast! We're taking you home!
You're not taking him anywhere, Jedi. May the power of the Sith consume you.